Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Kelly Gingery, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies.
That's right. And because Neil went to be with other fat guys at the South by Southwest Film Festival, well, although he lives in Austin, so he didn't go there. I guess there was a fat guy convention. Kelly's neither fat nor a guy, so... But she is joining us as the co-host this week, and I'd like to welcome her. Say hi to the good people out there in Fat Guy Land.
Hey, Fat Guy Land.
Yes, and before let's get the, you know, the basics under the way first. Let's talk about where to get a hold of us if you don't know this already. You can go to fatguysatthemovies.com. You can also go to iTunes and type Fat Guys at the Movies, and Neil and I at least will come right up. And this week Kelly will be there too. You can email us fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. And you can leave a voicemail, and I won't get it until Neil gets back. But it's 614-388-8735. But yeah, I'd like to welcome to the show for the first time ever, Kelly Gingery. She spells her name weird. She doesn't spell her name the way it should be spelled. You'll see it on the page.
It's, yeah, you think it's supposed to be Gingery.
It is. Yeah. It is supposed to be Gingery. Uh-huh. I don't know who told you it was the other way around.
My husband.
Your husband. That's right, because it's not your name.
No, it's not.
You just inherited
it. I did.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit about... Well, I know about you. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Who you are, where you come from, why you have such a crazy name.
It's funny. Well, where I come from?
Well, just tell us who you are. You know, you have a website, right?
I do have a website. It's flickchick.tv.
Okay.
Because
And you cover action movies.
And horror.
And horror movies.
Horror and action movies. No, I don't. I cover all movies because I'm a movie lover. I used to write a blog for many years called Movie Lovers Only.
Do you still write that?
I do occasionally. Not, you know, it's like I started doing the Flick Chick TV, more videos and podcasts and things like that. So you know what happens and then you kind of... But I still do post things to Movie Lovers Only.
So we can link to it and it won't be embarrassing for you.
Correct.
Okay.
Let me think.
She's like, I better run home and write something really quick.
I'm going through my mental file right now thinking, da, da, da.
She's like, this great movie called The Dark Knight just came out. You should go check it out. I hear Heath Ledger's got a great performance in it. He might win an Oscar.
Nice. And I'm also the mixed flick chick.
The mixed flick chick.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean?
That I am the movie reviewer for Mix 107.9. In Columbus, Ohio.
In Columbus, Ohio. I know where that is.
Mm-hmm. So I'm the flick chick, and I'm the mixed flick chick.
Mick flick chick.
Yeah.
That's a whole tongue twister on
its
own.
It is.
And your name.
And Kelly Gingery.
Gingery.
Or Gingery.
Or Gingery, which is what it should be.
Right, right, right.
Go talk to your in-laws.
Exactly.
But that's Flick Chick TV.
Correct.
Which, it's not TV, but it's like TV.
Right. You know, it's TV on the internet.
Yes.
On the interwebs.
The interwebs.
And I just kind of do the little videos with some funny, quirky stuff. I'm not just sitting there, a talking head, doing a review of a movie because I figure anybody can just say that stuff.
Any idiot on the internet like me can do that.
I was trying not to go there. But, you know, I just thought, and I'm going to divert for a little bit. There aren't a lot of women that talk about movies.
No.
You know? And I would love for there to be more. You know, sure. I like talking with guys such as yourself, fat guys.
Yes.
Of any kind
of
guy.
You particularly like talking to fat guys? Or you're like, no, I'm not talking to you. You're way too skinny. I don't believe what you have to say.
Exactly.
You don't spend a whole lot of time sitting in your butt in seats eating popcorn. Exactly. You obviously get out way too much.
But, yeah. So I do love, you know, but I just thought there were not enough women talking about movies, and I like to, you know, and I don't only talk about flick chicks. I'm the flick, or chick flick. Oh, see, I did that.
Yeah, you messed up right
now. I did.
We're not taking another take on this. This is out there.
I like every kind of movie. I do. I love action movies, crazy movies, suspense, thrillers, all that.
There's no movie that you don't like? Well, I mean, not a specific movie, but any genre.
I'm not a big fan of Saw, that kind of stuff.
Torture porn is not your
torture
bag.
Porn, I'm not real big on that.
Okay.
So I would probably have to be bribed.
But what about like horror movies? Like,
no,
you,
I
you
love,
like,
oh,
like Friday the 13th?
Yes, and, yes. Yeah. Oh, big time. I was a teenager when the first, you know, and
oh,
Halloween.
You're dating yourself, Kelly.
How do you date yourself?
I don't know. But if you don't, nobody will. I don't know.
I want to date George Clooney.
Yeah, but, so does everybody. I'd date George Clooney. He's a good looking man.
I know. Anyways, okay, don't get me started. Don't get me started. But like the original Halloween, I loved, you know, I was a teenager going to see that and screaming.
You weren't a teenager when that came out. Not when that came out.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, I know who was in it. No, but you weren't. You're not that old.
No,
You're a young spring chicken.
Yeah, but, okay, thank you. Bark, bark. Anyways, but yes, I love, yeah. A Paranormal Activity.
That was a great one.
Loved it.
Did you see it in Columbus? We had it in Columbus.
Yes, yes.
Did you see it at the Studio 35, like when it was in 5 theaters in the country?
Yes.
See?
And jumping out of my seat and freaking out and not being able to go home and sleep that mm-hmm. night. I freaked me out.
Yeah. What I really liked about Paranormal Activity was the fact that it really did just bring back that theater experience. Going to the movies with a bunch of people.
Oh my gosh.
Sitting in a room with a bunch of strangers.
Yes. And you're going to spill your popcorn when you get scared kind of thing. And
that's right.
I love getting scared in a room with other people.
Yeah.
Wait, does that
sound
right?
Well, okay. I guess. Yeah, in a movie at least.
Yes, in a movie.
Maybe not.
I love being scared in the dark with strangers.
Yeah. Each her own. I do not judge. But no, I mean, you're not the first woman that's been on the show. We've had Christian Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com.
Right, right.
We've also had Emily McFadden from Cue the Film Podcast. And so it's not necessarily new to have a woman, but you are new to the show. And it's rare to have a woman because there are fewer female reviewers out there.
Correct.
So welcome. You're have an honor.
I am. I'm very honored. Thank you.
And we're going to tease this a little bit out because we're not going to review films in this segment because I don't know why, but they all fit in the next segment. But we're going to talk. You just came back from South by Southwest.
Yes, I did.
You didn't run into Neil there, did you?
I did not run into Neil.
He was the fat guy with the beard.
Wait, then I guess I did.
There's a lot of him. He cloned himself.
Did he wear a hat?
You know, he normally doesn't wear a hat.
Okay, because there were a lot of that.
But I'm sure he was wearing a t-shirt, every other fat guy with a beard.
Was it maybe a pop cultural reference t-shirt?
Maybe.
Okay.
It may have been Bruce Lee. It may have been an Alamo Draft House. Did you get to go to the Alamo Draft House?
Yes, I did.
Was that awesome?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Any place where you can eat food, watch a movie. It's a cool, iconic kind of theater. I love that.
Which is every theater in the nation.
Well, where you can eat popcorn, drink
food?
Beer and, you know.
Yeah.
And the way that it was set up where you could eat, I thought.
It's like a lecture hall.
It was like a lecture hall. It was. You're right.
We have a place in town called the Movie Tavern.
Yes.
Have you been there?
I have been there.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I've had a beer or two at a movie before.
All right.
Or eight.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I took my kids. Right. We went to go see a Pooh movie.
Nice.
And I got drunk and got kicked out.
Give daddy another drink.
My 9-year-old had to drive us home.
Nice.
All right. Well, but yeah, so you got to see. We're going to be talking a little bit about this in the third segment. We'll be talking about, stuff like the movies you got to see. Did you see Kick-Ass?
Oh, boy.
You did see that? We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yes.
And did you see, you saw the Predator, early Predators stuff?
Yes, I did.
We'll be talking about that.
Okay.
And then I went to a junket myself. We were both going this last week.
I know.
I went to the much, much cooler and hipper junket for the Princess and the Frog DVD release.
Da, 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 da.
That's right. And if you go to Fat Guys of the Movies, I should have a link posted to my interview with Prince Naveen the Frog. Did you see that yet?
No,
You've not seen my interview?
I have not. I need to check it out.
It's cute. So.
I think that's a great idea. You and a frog.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, and I had a $60 breakfast, which is like eggs and bacon.
I was going to say, two strips of bacon and what? A scrambled egg.
It's like also $7.99 at Denny's.
Oh. But
anyways, when we get back in the next segment, we're going to review some films. So we'll talk to you later.
Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies, and now's the time that we get to review some of the flicks out this week.
That's right. You might hear some sirens in the background.
Oh my goodness.
That has nothing to do with what we did.
No.
I promise.
We are not doing anything illegal.
No.
Well, no, no, no.
Well, at least that they can see. Anyways, this show is going to be a disaster, I can tell, but that's when it's fun.
Yeah.
And speaking of disasters, let's review some movies for this week.
I know which one you're referring to. No, I won't say.
Well, it's the only one I've seen. The one I haven't seen is the first one is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, in which a schoolboy goes to middle school for the first time and chronicles the perils of his new experience.
Let me just say for the record that middle school is the dumbest idea ever invented.
This place is an intellectual wasteland.
You got kids like me who haven't hit their growth spurt yet, mixed in with gorillas who have to shave twice a day.
Don't talk to anyone, don't look at anyone, don't sit down.
So not happening.
Ah, who am I kidding? He'll be dead or homeschooled by the end of the year anyway.
I heard girls say that Bryce Anderson has a cute butt.
A butt can't be cute. It's a butt.
There's Bryce. Just be cool. Hey, Bryce.
Yeah, hey, Bryce. Cute butt.
Neither of us saw this because they didn't screen it in Columbus, and we were out of town anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered. I'll let you have first grade. Now, you have kids, but...
They're a little older.
They didn't read this. This was this came out too late.
But I do... You know, my partner in my website, Jason, a.k.a. Blantonius, he has a daughter. That's his handle. And his daughter...
He sounds like a politician who's been having some nefarious dealings with... Ladies of the evening, we'll say.
Oh, shoot! Oh, we can't say that. Yeah, I always think Blantonius sounds like Marcus Antonius, you know, Mark Antony, you know.
Okay. Or,
you know, that's what it reminds me of, that name like that. So
keep telling yourself
that. I think that's why I picked it. I don't know. But he has an 11-year-old daughter who loves it. I think she's the prime demo for that.
Yeah, it's like maybe like third grade to fifth grade. Second,
yes.
Third, yeah.
Exactly.
Mike, I have two kids. Well, I have three kids, but one of them's not reading yet. He's 14, but he's... No, I'm just kidding. He's 12. He's two. My other two kids are in first and third grade, and they are huge fans of the books.
Yes.
And I was pretty upset that they didn't screen it, because that means I have to pay to take them.
I know. Bummer. No. Shoot.
I mean, I'm in the process of trying to get them in to see How to Train Your Dragon in 3D. So.
Mm-hmm.
But they're wild about this book, and they're crazy. And in fact, I have this here in the Magical Studio in the Sky.
Oh, I love that. What
is it? It's the You've Got the Cheese Touch, which are these little... Post-it notes made of cheese. Cheese touch is apparently a big thing in the movie where kids, I guess, you stink.
Oh, nice.
I haven't seen the movie.
Kids are cruel.
Yeah, but it's the nefarious dealings of kids in
middle school. Yes, middle school. Right.
We've all been to middle school.
Yes, we have. Some of us never made it quite out of middle school, I think.
Really?
I don't know.
You're talking about anybody in particular?
No.
Anyone with Onius at the end of his name?
I did not say that.
Did you see Gentleman Broncos?
No, I didn't. I know you really liked it, didn't you?
I liked it. I'm the only guy in the country. Well, there's another guy out in L.A. who I know who liked it.
Okay.
And then another guy on Twitter who also liked it. So that's three.
Okay.
That's three. Everybody else hated
it. And I think you three are probably the only ones that saw it.
Well, yeah. They screened it early. Yeah. Going back to the main character, one of the main characters is a sci-fi writer, and he says you can add Anus, Inus, or... Anus to the end of any name, and it makes him very sci-fi.
Oh,
so you could be Kelly Anus, which actually sounds kind of...
I don't like
obscene.
That. Yeah, I don't. How about
I'll probably
Kelly
get
bleep, Inus.
Yeah, we're gonna get bleeped off the
radio.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Sorry, Wyoming. Anywho, I do want to see Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I am gonna see it.
Sounds cute.
Stars somebody else from Columbus.
Yes.
Rachel, what's her name?
Oh, what's her name?
The cute girl with the glasses.
She's adorable, and she's always funny, and she... Mm-hmm. Well, she was in The Hangover.
She was in The Hangover.
She played that nasty wife.
She played Ed Helms' wife.
Yes.
So.
What?
I could have been at a party with her. I think she's about my age.
Yeah,
she might be a little younger than me.
Isn't she from Westerville?
She's from Worthington.
Worthington,
actually.
Okay.
Along with Maggie Grace, although Maggie Grace is a lot younger than her. Maggie Grace is like 22.
She's too young for you, Kevin.
What?
I'm just saying.
She's... Yeah, I could... I was saying to you earlier, you know, I could train my wife in for two 20-year-olds. Am I allowed to do that?
I'm not going to go there.
Okay, let's move on. That one gets a preemptive suck. It has to. By rule of law, it has to. The next one we're going to talk about is Repo Men.
Yes.
Jude Law and Forrest Whitaker play Repo Men, who will take your synthetic organs if you fail to make your payments.
It's compact, it's safe, it's comfortable. Everything you want in a new liver. The price, $756,000.
Let me just reassure you that our credit department will find a plan that fits your lifestyle.
He'll sign it. Everybody signs it.
But what they don't tell you is if you can't pay the bills, some union man will break into your house and reclaim our property.
I can pay.
Sorry, that's not my department.
Live up. What are you, hanging out at AA meetings?
This is another one they didn't screen in Columbus. Have you seen it at all?
I have not seen it.
They didn't show it at South By or anything?
No, they didn't.
That.
No, they didn't. They had a couple big ads in some of the publications that they had printed, you know, passing around. And they did do something with it, a panel, I believe, about how they're platforming it in games and things like that. You know?
They took people's organs out in the middle of the
panel? Yeah, they did. I saw a lot of people with surgical scars and things. And
that's
I was just looking for Jude Law.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're just saying. Just like I was saying earlier, you jumped all over me for that. I'm going to go check this out. I could have seen it in Cleveland. I would have had to go to Cleveland or Cincinnati. They did not screen it in Columbus, which is sort of like par for the course with Universal movies lately.
Yeah.
That's universal. So it gets a preemptive suck. Although I am kind of intrigued. There's two reasons I'm intrigued. First of all, there was a movie called Repo Man.
Yes.
Did you see that one?
With Emilio. Yes. Wasn't he? Yeah.
Yes, Emilio. We're on a first name basis.
There aren't many Emilios, though. You got to admit.
Well, not if, well. I'm sure there are.
But that people know. I think if you say Emilio, they would go Estevez?
Yes.
Don't you think?
Or they'll it's be like of... the guy who worked on my brakes, you know, something like that.
Yeah. So yes, I remember. And wasn't Harry Dean Stanton in that, maybe? Or I don't know why I keep thinking.
You know, he could have been. I think he may have been.
Yeah. And that was a long time ago, honey.
It was the 80s.
Yeah.
It was back when we were a teenager watching Halloween and Nightmare on whatever. All the slasher movies.
But this has nothing to do with that, does it?
No, it has nothing to do with it.
Absolutely nothing.
The other thing that's interesting, have you ever seen the movie Repo the Genetic Opera?
No, but I've heard of it. I know about it. Yes.
It's basically the story of Repo Man.
Oh.
And the guy, Darren Lynn Bousman, who directed the first Saw. I think he directed the first Saw.
Here
he directed
we go with
one
Saw.
Of the Saws.
Okay.
And he made this. It was basically kind of like a underground musical.
Yes.
It's not that great, but it's got a cult following. I didn't like it that much. And then they made a movie out of it and came out on DVD about a year or two ago. And it's basically the same thing where people can get fake organs to, you know, because the technology has gone so far. But then if they don't make their payments, they come and take their organs, hence Repo, the Genetic Opera, and they, you know, rip them out of you.
I thought that was Hairspray, the musical.
Hairspray?
That would have made
a much more interesting movie. So I'm going to John Travolta. We're going to take it. Oh, my gosh. That's not what we thought was there. Wow. But it's funny that Bousman has come out and said, he's like, look, you know, yes, this was made first, but I'm not making a stink out of it. I mean, it looks interesting. It's kind of the same premise, but it's, you know, sort of like Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Gotcha. You know? Yeah, so, yeah. And very futuristic. It looked very high-techy, futuristic, kind of. They look very bad and scary.
Yeah,
and
Jude Law, yeah. Forest Whitaker, and Forest Whitaker's Lazy Eye are all starring in this
movie. Oh, now. Oh,
he won an Academy Award. He doesn't care what I say.
He still freaks me out from Last King of Scotland. I don't know. I still can't look at him sometimes.
I still think he should have gone up and accepted his award like eating a human leg. It didn't have to be a real human leg. It just could have looked like one. They're like, oh, thank you. I'd like to thank Idi Amin for all the cannibalism and murder. Thank you.
That would have been sweet.
That would have been awesome, wouldn't it? Anyways, yes. But this gets a preemptive suck. They didn't screen it for
us.
We're going to move on to the next one, and we don't have much time, but that's okay. It's not worth it. The Bounty Hunter. Gerard Butler is a bounty hunter who has to catch his ex-wife, played by Jennifer Aniston, and let the hilarity ensue.
Hi, Milo.
Fancy meeting you here.
Yeah. Fancy. I don't know what you're up to, but I'm working.
Oh, working? Me too.
I heard you got kicked off the force.
What I do is I hunt down idiots who jump bail.
You are a bounty hunter?
Yep. As much as it pains me to say this, I gotta take you to jail.
All right, I'm gonna let you take first grade. We have seen this.
Yes, we did.
Go.
The main thing is it's Gerard Butler, Jennifer Aniston, and Jennifer Aniston's dress.
Yeah.
The whole movie, every shot they can get of her in this, she plays a reporter for like the New York Daily News. Yeah. She's running around in high heels.
Which is not known for hard news, is it?
I don't think so. High heels, a tight black skirt, and a black tank top.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Or gray, depending on what shot you're looking at.
Yeah, yeah.
It did kind of change color throughout.
Oh, it did. And every chance they get for her to bend over or to, I don't know.
That didn't bother me.
Of course it didn't.
Oh, and Gerard Butler coming out of the shower and all oily and everything. That you're totally fine with that.
Yes.
Yes, you were. So there you go.
You have to admit. Yes, there was a gratuitous shot of Gerard. Because, let's face it, they did that to keep us distracted from the non-existent coherent plot or whatever.
You know what the plot reminded me of? Remember when you were a little kid and you were like playing and you're like, okay, well, let's say that now I'm a princess and I have a dragon. And you say, oh, well, now let's say that I have a dragon shooting gun. And that's what it reminded me of.
It reminded me of Bird on a Wire with Mel Gibson and Goldie Hawn. Remember that? Running away and a lot of screaming.
Well, we got to go to a break. And when we get back, we'll give our final grades.
Yeah.
Miles of hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck. Oh, yeah.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Kylie.
It's okay.
I don't know. It was because we were up against a break. And,
I know.
You know, we had to do that. But gotcha. Anyways, you wanted to
You were
finish
thinking
it up.
Of the intricacies of the plot.
They were just making shit up as they were going along.
Gosh.
That's all they were doing.
Like I said, they were thinking of ways to put her in one scene. They're in a golf cart that crashes in the water. Mm. Oh, let's get her wet. You know, then they're...
You're really bothered by this.
I'm not... You know what? I am having fun. Let me make
You're like,
it.
Enough of Jennifer Aniston's boobs. I've seen them already.
Right. I guess I'm not bothered like, you know, oh, I'm taking a feminist stance and I don't... But I just thought, enough already. It's like every scene. I just got tired of it. That's all. But, yeah, you know, and they don't have any chemistry.
No,
How
they
can
don't.
So... Do we really believe that they're dating, or is this a thing for the movie? Like, every movie she does, she's dating the leading guy.
Well, here's the thing. I challenge anybody to find a Jennifer Aniston movie that was good because of her.
I'm not taking a challenge like that.
Yeah, because now she's done huge movies.
Yes.
She's done, she did, like, Bruce Almighty.
Right.
Was a huge movie for her.
Not because of her.
Yeah, no one saw it for her.
No, no, no.
The closest you can get is The Breakup, which was her and Vince Vaughn.
Right.
And arguably that made more because... They were a couple at
yes.
the time, and
yeah.
it wasn't even that good of a movie.
No.
It did well, but I think it, did better because Vince Vaughn was better. She's always attached to somebody.
Yes, she is.
If this movie does well, it'll do well more for Gerard Butler, I think, than for her.
Right.
You know, Office Space is another one that got made because she was in it, but she's
but
the worst part of the movie.
Right. She has a tiny part. You know who she had good chemistry with is that little Marley dog.
David Schwimmer. Oh, the Marley dog.
Marley dog.
Not the
Marley.
Other puppy dog. Yeah, yeah, there you go. Marley and Me,
yes.
What made like $500 million.
Right.
Well, it made a couple. It made like, what, $200-$300 million
yes.
worldwide?
Yes, yeah.
If people saw it for the dog,
mm-hmm.
then they saw it for Owen Wilson.
Right.
Then they saw it for Kathleen Turner looking like a man in drag.
Oh, that was scary.
Then then they saw it for Eric Dane from
yeah.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
And finally they saw it. For Jennifer Aniston.
For Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. So yeah, she's a TV actor.
Yes.
Who has lucked into a lot of roles.
Right.
I think,
mm-hmm.
and which is everybody from Friends.
Right.
There's nobody from Friends that is really kind of broken out.
Not in film.
No.
No.
No. Not at all.
No.
But
so.
Yeah, I did not like her, and it was kind of made up. It was like it really felt like it was the screenplay was written for a screenplay class.
Yes.
But like, you need to have something here that...
Right.
That you need to have a fault for him. Because one of his things is he's a gambler. He's,
yes.
He's a compulsive gambler. And then they have these guys with gambling debts coming after
Chasing
him who
him.
Are like supposed to be gay, but not really.
Right. I didn't understand that reference at
no
all.
Sense.
And just crazy stuff where they just happen to end up, when they're traveling on the road, near the place that they spent their honeymoon.
Yeah, that was
really...
ridiculous. Oh, it was so forced. Yeah, this... Here's an interesting story. This will lead us into a later discussion. After,
okay.
And we'll talk box office, and then we'll continue with this.
Okay.
When I was on my junket this weekend,
mm-hmm.
we were in the Ritz-Carlton in New York City, which is a nice hotel.
Nice.
Yeah. And the floor that they had... The way they do a junket, if you don't know... is a lot of times, especially for broadcast, because I was there for the TV station that I was getting broadcast interviews for the TV station I do stuff with. And what they do is they basically take over a floor of a hotel, and at the different guest rooms, they'll have the setup, and they'll basically have the press in like a hospitality suite, and they move you from room to room to room.
Okay.
On the floor directly under us was the Bounty Hunter junket.
Really?
And a couple of us tried to sneak in, to no avail. But all I kept hearing from all the press when they were like, oh, yeah, that movie was awful. It was terrible. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to some people. Now, Gerard Butler is a hoot. Have you ever met him?
Well, he looks like somebody I want to go have a beer with.
He totally is. He's
yes.
very fun. And I've never met him face to face. I've interviewed him on the phone a
mm-hmm.
couple times.
Oh.
And I know people who've hung out with him. And that's, he's very, very cool.
Yes.
He's fun to be around.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston was a little bit stiff during the interviews, from what I understand, and
okay.
maybe it was because she didn't think the movie was that good.
Right.
Well, I knew one of the journalists I knew, who will remain nameless for her protection,
okay.
had brought her mother to the screening.
Okay.
And her mother liked the movie because it was probably because of a free movie, and it was, you know.
Sure.
You know. And they ran into Gerard either in the hotel lobby or like, you know, on the street or somewhere. And they
okay.
ran into him, and she's like, oh, I saw your movie. And he's like, oh, you're that piece of crap. And she's like, no, I liked it. He's like, well, then you're the only one. I mean, very nice, jokingly, you know.
Right. Trying to be funny.
But Gerard Butler's collecting a paycheck for this
Yes,
movie.
He is.
Yeah.
and got some press with, you know, acting like he's dating her or going to Mexico.
Is
whatever.
That really? I didn't, yeah. You follow the tabloids way more.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, sit and read them all day long, Kevin.
Just
but...
when you, just when you're in the line at the grocery store, right? Right. Just like how I read Playboy for the articles.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, apparently he went to, she had a big bash for her 40th birthday with all her pals in Mexico. And he was there. The paparazzi shots of him, you know, shirtless at the pool.
Again, him shirtless.
I didn't. Did I mention that?
Oh, man.
Gerard. No, yeah, this movie, you know, even him sure. Women these days.
Women
exactly.
these days. That little fall for anything.
But like I said, it did. I think I said that at the end before the break. It reminded me of Bird on the Wire. Handsome guy, Mel Gibson, kind of the Gerard Butler part. Wacky kind of female. Ah! Always screaming and running around. It just, it was like familiar and cliched. And I've already seen it how many times?
But it was better than Remember Me.
I know you hated that. You don't like Edward Pattinson, all sparkly.
I don't like Robert Pattinson.
Oh!
Is Edward Pattinson his father?
Edward is his character.
I know.
Oh,
I know that.
I'm so.
Edward Pattinson.
I think I had too many.
He's
lockers.
The guy in Brooklyn who owns this cheese shop. It's really awesome, but I don't like the guy. No, his face is like a stop sign. I mean, you could like use him as a golf club. He's huge. His face is enormous. Could launch
never,
a ship
never
with that
thought
man.
Of that before.
Yes.
You know what just drives me crazy about him is I want him to take a shower and comb his hair and
nobody
stuff.
From Twilight is taking a shower until they're done with the movies. Have you seen Kristen Stewart's pictures?
Okay, first of all, that girl, she is a walking scowl.
Yeah, well, first of all, Kristen Stewart, I will say this about Kristen.
Ugh.
She can act.
Yeah.
Just not in the Twilight movies.
She acts surly is what she can do.
She acts well in other movies. Like, okay. I mean, I've seen movies like, you know.
What, Adventureland?
Adventureland was okay.
Okay, what else?
But, I mean, so, she was in Panic Room. I mean, she was
yes, but she was a youngin' then. And
yeah.
She, before she got turned her head by
well,
being moody
she
and
became
surly.
Famous for Twilight, and then it kind of ruined her. I mean, hell,
right.
You give that much fame and money to any 19-year-old girl, and look what you're going to get.
It didn't hurt Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, no, not at all. She's suing. Did you hear about this? She's suing, what do you call it?
Milk or?
E-Trade or something?
Oh, E-Trade. That's right. Because the baby's something about the commercial they made a reference to.
The baby's implied that she was on drugs. Really? You're going to sue over that? That'd be like if I sued somebody because they call me fat. And yes, I was able to fly in just one seat this weekend.
There you were. All right. A Kevin who only needed one seat.
That's right. I took a picture of myself.
Did you?
With the face all puffed out.
Did
you see that?
No. Oh, I saw Kevin Smith's tweet.
No,
about
I did one of that because I was on the plane and they let me go.
I like
so,
that.
There you
I'll
go.
Have to check it out. Okay.
Anywho,
Kristen Stewart, so, you were.
We got off totally off topic, but the final fat guy grade for Bounty Hunter is it sucks for me. You
yeah,
too?
It sucked.
I was originally going to be kind of sucked, but then it went down to sucked by the end of the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, because I can't, how about it's almost 2 hours? Enough.
Yeah.
Do you really need to draw this out?
What is it with these movies that take 20 minutes to end?
Oh.
It was that, and like Book of Eli was like that, and Remember Me.
Yeah.
Even
too
after
much.
That awful ending. Well, anyways. Box office, real quick. Alice in Wonderland won last week.
Yeah, shocker.
Did that surprise anybody?
No.
And speaking of Remember Me, it made $8 million.
What do you think?
On the weekend. Well, see, this is the thing. Everyone's like, I think it's funny when you read box office predictions and box office recaps, because what they do is they say stuff like, well, you know, it did modestly for an independent film. I'm like, it has like the biggest star on the planet now.
Right.
And it couldn't get... It couldn't even break 10 million.
It
came in like fifth. It came in behind Shutter Island, which has been out for a month.
Right, right.
And then they're like blaming the ending, which is a terrible ending.
Right.
But that's not what killed the movie.
No.
It was his, I'm trying to be taken serious as an actor and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Alice in Wonderland made more money on Friday than Remember Me made all weekend.
Yeah, that, ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I was just going to call him Edward again.
Edward Pattinson.
Edward Pattinson,
from
honey. Yoo-hoo. Edward from Brooklyn. Go back to being a vampire, honey.
He can't act. He's not that good of an actor. Anyways, I don't know. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised Green Zone did as poorly as it did.
I was surprised at that, too. Yeah. I think maybe, did it not have enough press? Were they not aware of it?
Well, you know what? In general... War movie. This is my theory on it. War movies, and in particular Iraq movies.
Yes.
War movies do okay, but they don't do okay while it's happening.
Happening, right.
Yeah. Because the thing is, if you want to see stuff about Iraq, even though this took place in 2003, you just turn on the TV and it's done to death.
Yep.
Same thing happened. The one that I think performed the best was The Kingdom, which was arguably not really a war movie. It was more of an action movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you want to see this, you can turn on the TV any time of day and you get this. But it just, I just don't think people want to see this.
No, they are. I don't think so. Even with Matt Damon and Matt the Bourne.
Sorry. I have to do that every, it's contractually obligated.
Do it again.
Matt Damon. Have you seen Team America?
No, I have not.
Oh. I can't believe I let you on the show without.
I mean, yes, I have. I'm sorry. You said Team America.
Team America.
Yes, I have seen that three times.
Trey Parker match. Yeah, right. So no, that's why I think it didn't do well. And I think, and also it's one of those things. The Bourne movies all came out in the summer, and this one came out in March. And March, yes, you had movies like Alice in Wonderland did very well in March.
Right.
You had 300 do very well in March. So it doesn't mean that an R-rated movie can't do well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this felt like a summer movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't. So.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. Who do you think is going to win this week? Do you think Alice in Wonderland is going to continue?
You know what? I was thinking about that. I wonder. I think it might. I don't know. Well, certainly not going to be Bounty Hunter.
I don't think the Bounty Hunter... I think is not getting enough buzz. I really don't think it's getting buzz at all. And also, I don't think Jennifer Aniston commands the audience.
No, she doesn't. Not anymore.
Like even Katherine Heigl, who's awful, all does command.
Wait, tell me what you really think about it.
You want to go read Film School Rejects. I'll send you the link. I got a lot of trouble. Got a lot of trouble for some of the things.
Did you have some people that were mad?
I got some people.
Grey's Anatomy fans?
I referred to her as a former model turned fat actress turned movie star. Or chubby actress. And I got so much crap for that. But I'm like, no. Because the whole thing was that she was required to lose weight for Knocked Up.
Okay,
she was,
right.
In fact, required. And she's constantly being shown as, oh, look, Katherine Heigl lost this weight and da-da-da-da. And she has lost weight. I'm not saying that she was unappealing.
Okay.
I'm just saying that Hollywood looked at her as the chubby actress.
Chubby?
Yeah.
You think they looked at her as chubby?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, well, look at Jennifer Aniston. You got to see plenty of her in that little thing. And that,
yeah.
She's not, I mean, I'm not saying that's bad. I mean, this is rail thin Terry Hatcher kind of break like a weed in the wind kind of thing.
Exactly. Which, I mean, seriously, just for one snippet of a minute, do men want to see that? They want to see the rail thin thing? Or they want to see a natural size person?
Again, here's me. I may be sharing a little too much here.
Okay.
But if you want to see what the men's ideal is.
Okay. I do.
Go look at pornography.
Okay, never mind.
Well, no, but no, what I'm saying is if you look at pornography,
right.
The women have curves.
Yes, they do.
You know, whether it's in a magazine or if it's on a video or if it's on the internet streaming from some wacky little German site.
Right.
They have curves and they're all different shapes and sizes. It is the fashion magazine and the industry that does it to itself.
Okay.
It's women and gay men that make women. So,
No, I totally agree because I long think that men, well, because you don't see those women walking around. Men aren't dating those women and marrying those women. But I always think, why do they perpetuate that myth that women should be a stick walking around, you know? So
part of the other thing is the camera does add 10 pounds. And if you've seen me on television, which you can see clips, there are two cameras on me, just to let you know. So that's 20 pounds. But no, the camera does some odd things to you when it videotapes you or films you.
Black is slimming.
Yes,
just so
it is.
You know, black is slimming.
Yes.
Okay.
There's not enough black in the world for me, but that's okay. But no, anyways, they do, you will appear heavier. But the thing is, and I've seen it happen. I'll meet somebody who's on television and you think, oh, well, they might have a little bit of pounds. And then you meet them and they look very normal.
Yes.
And so that'll happen. And so that's why I think actresses in particular go the other way because that whole, you can't be too thin or, you know, or too rich.
Right.
And they're going for both of those.
Yes. So. Yeah. And that's their livelihood. They want to get a paycheck and get another job.
That's right.
Yeah.
Unless they go in the porno industry.
There
you
go.
And then they can put on some pounds.
Now I know where to go.
That's right. I've shared too much. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about South by Southwest. Since you were there, I want to hear what you thought of Kick-Ass.
Oh my gosh.
Fun?
Kick-Ass, and I first heard about this because I read about how it got such a great reaction at Comic-Con. They did a little preview there last year, or in the summer, I guess, right? Comic-Con. They showed
That's
a little
is, yeah.
teaser. And I thought, what is this? So I read about it. I checked out. It is awesome.
Is it fun? Is it like wall-to-wall action from beginning to end?
No, not wall-to-wall action. But I'll tell you, there are a couple, and, well, I'll establish myself right here. I'm a wuss, okay? But there are a couple Like, I had to close my eyes. Really? You know, it's, I mean, there's some graphic stuff. Mm-hmm. And most of it perpetuated by a 13-year-old girl.
Well, it's R-rated, isn't it?
Yes, it's, and that's a hard R.
Really?
Yes. I mean, there's going to be...
I think your definition of a hard R might be slightly different than my definition of a hard R.
You know what? I think you're right. But this, I'll tell you, and you probably already have heard this, but this Chloe Moretz, mm-hmm. who plays Hit Girl.
Yeah. Who was in 500 Days of Summer.
Yes, she was, yeah. And she was awesome, and I love her, and I made it my mission. I wanted to get a picture with her.
Okay.
And so we first...
Did
she
punch you in the face when you got too close?
Yeah. I was a little frightened, you know, but she, then they did a, they showed Kick-Ass, the world premiere, Friday night, 1,200 people, lines around the block. We all got in. We were all worried we weren't going to get in. Then Matthew Vaughn, the director, was there. He spoke afterward. Chloe wasn't there, but Aaron Johnson, the lead who plays Kick-Ass, and Christopher Mintz-Plasse, who,
yes.
McLovin. And he plays Red Mist. And anyways, they were all there talking about it, and it was such a fun vibe. Everybody loved it. I mean, everybody's just into it. It's awesome. It's fun, energetic. It's violent, though. It is big-time violent.
Do you think it's going to do well?
I do.
Really?
I do think it's going to do well. I think people are going to be surprised. I think some people will go, even though it's R, I think some people will be, oh, it's a comic book. You know, it's like, it's like Batman or something. I mean, this little gal, they've got her doing stuff and, well, saying the F-bomb.
Yeah,
boom,
sure.
Boom, 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 you know? And it's funny. It's very funny, too. I guess that's
well,
what
but, I mean, like for example, not exactly in the same, it's not in the same, you know, movie, but it's in the same league. Watchmen was very popular among comic geeks like me and fanboys, but it did not do well.
Right.
And I think part of that was because I got this because I do so much radio all over the states. I mean, I'll call into different stations, and a lot of them ask, oh, is this like The Incredibles? You know, a bunch of different superheroes, and I'm like, whoa, no,
it's not like honey, no.
There's no rape scene in The Incredibles.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know.
Yeah, no, maybe that's on the director's cut.
Yeah, exactly.
I think maybe.
I don't think you're going to see that from Pixar anytime soon.
You know what? I think this is going to be different because I think they're marketing this better than they did with The Watchmen. They're trying to get it to more than just the fanboys and fangirls. And I think it just has a different vibe.
Okay.
It's more accessible, even though it is violent and got the stuff. And it's funny. It is funny and clever. And the way it's edited and shot, I loved it. And that is not my typical kind of movie that I love.
Yes.
And
it's not a flick chick flick.
That's right. Not, you know, and guess what? So my mission, I met her and I have a picture with her.
Awesome.
Hit Girl. And I think she was a little frightened of me because I said, hey, Hit Girl.
You're like, come here.
But
don't you belong in the Twilight panel over there?
I'm waiting. I think they're going to be buzzing about her after she steals the movie.
Yeah.
From Nicolas Cage, from everybody. He's funny in it too, by the way. Nicolas Cage, he's very funny.
He can do
it.
Comedy. He doesn't do enough comedy.
Yeah,
he needs to do more.
Yeah. He
okay.
Does.
Now the other one I got to ask you about before we get out of this segment.
Okay.
We're not doing a Fat Guy 5 simply because we couldn't think of one. So there you go. That's how complicated the show is.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about this one: the Predator footage, the Predators.
Yes.
Predators.
Predators. Now.
Predators.
You know what? That was awesome too. They showed us two trailers, one slightly different, just two different kind of slightly different versions.
Yeah,
I said that twice, the same thing.
That's okay. I figured it out.
Then a little bit of an extended scene. I jumped out of my seat.
This is a running thread.
I know it is. I sound
you're like
it.
I saw the last song, the new Nicholas Sparks movie. I jumped out of my seat. It was terrifying.
That was to get popcorn. That was not because of, well, maybe it was frightening. But no, oh my gosh, it has just this mood, and it reminded me of Jaws.
Okay.
How you feel the suspense, and they show these things, and you never see the predator, you know, until near the end.
Well, that's in the trailer.
Right. I'm talking about, that's all they showed is the trailer and then a little bit of the foot. But I mean, you hear that, or whatever that noise is, you know, that. And there's a scene where they show, and Adrian Brody is the lead, who love this. Well, wait, but I know. But you know what? He came to the press conference that they had, and he talked about, you know, that he is not the guy that you would think would be, you know, and he kind of was thankful to them for casting him. He's kind of more, maybe a little more cerebral than Braun, you know, Arnold, you know.
I don't know if I'd say cerebral. Maybe,
uh-oh.
Egotistical?
Oh! Ouch!
I don't know. I'm not sold on him as a star. But that's
well, okay. Have you seen the trailer? Okay.
No.
Well, and Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, he's awesome.
And he plays a badass. You know, he's like,
does he ever not play a badass?
I don't know.
Since when they sit there and say, well, here's Lawrence Fishburne playing a pansy. He He's always a badass.
He's probably been a teacher. Hasn't he been a teacher where he was kind of a scholarly teacher? He wasn't really a badass teacher. He was just kind of like the...
Well, no, he was... What's
that movie? I know.
He wasn't a teacher in Boys in the Hood, but I mean, he was the father.
The dad, right. The strong...
He was a badass.
Yes, he was.
Shot at a criminal.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I was very impressed with it, you know, and they're kind of looking at this as kind of, they consider this the original sequel to the first one.
Predator 2? Predator 2 was awesome, thank you very much.
Uh-oh, okay.
Predator 2, Danny Glover?
I don't know, they just feel like, I don't know, that's what they're saying. It's kind of like a reboot a little bit, but with a more modern, fresher, don't you love all these words throw out?
I don't care about how it fits in, it just... Do an awesome Predator.
Well, it looks good. I think it looks good. It scared me. It was suspenseful.
Do you think
moody.
It'll be as awesome as Sharkboy and Lava Girl?
There you go.
Robert Rodriguez behind it.
Or Shorts.
Shorts.
Yeah. Right. You know, Robert seemed really into it. He was talking about it. He wrote, you know, had a hand in the screenplay and produced it. And then this Nimrod.
The Nimrod started.
I know. Somebody said to me, is his name Nimrod?
Yeah, Nimrod. What did he direct? He directed... Texas Chainsaw? Was he Texas Chainsaw?
He might have. It's these movies like Tracers or these movies with that like one word thing.
Oh, okay.
You stumped me. The Nope. Nimrod Antal.
We prepare so well for this show. Anyways, I am looking forward to it. I love the Predator movies. I like the Alien versus Predator movies too.
Uh-huh.
Again, I'm in the minority on that one.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, there you go.
But this one comes out July 7th, you know, the July 4th weekend. Mm-hmm. So they must be thinking it's going to do pretty darn well. Because isn't that weird? I want to ask you, isn't it weird that Will Smith, isn't it usually that he has a July 4th movie and kind of a winter movie? The past couple years, he kind of, Pursuit of Happiness was the winter, and then he had...
What did he have last year?
Hancock was 2 summers
2008.
Ago.
What was his last movie that came out?
See, I think he didn't have one. That's what I'm questioning. He hasn't had one last
year. Well,
no,
he had 7 pounds at the end of the year.
In holiday
nobody
time.
Nobody went and saw that because
right.
It was terrible.
Oh, my daughter loved that.
Oh.
I know. I don't get that.
She's a teenager.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. But he hasn't had a summer movie, I think, in 2 years now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Predators will take over where...
There you go. Will Smith, you better get on the ball.
Come on, Will.
Like Chick told you. All right, we got to go to a break. We're way over schedule. So when we get back, we'll talk DVDs. And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. For anybody who's listening to us on the radio, as opposed to the internet, you can go back and listen to our full review of I totally lost...
The Bounty Hunter.
You can go check that out online, or don't. It's up to you. But we both said it sucked. So we're in agreement on that. I'm pretty sure if Neil had seen it, he'd agree with
us. Yeah, I bet he would.
But anyways, what's up next?
The world famous DVD Roundup.
We practiced that.
We did.
It was amazing.
How'd we do?
We did great.
Oh, good.
I had to make sure Kelly was all up to date on all this. Yeah. Let's talk. I'm going to let you... We kind of have our own picks, but you can pick the ones that you want to. We'll let you go first.
Did you hear about the Morgans?
Oh, I did, and it was awful.
that was like dental surgery.
You know the worst scene? There's a scene in the movie, so you've seen it.
Yes.
There's a scene somewhere in the middle, and they're milking a cow, and you have this giant cow's hind end with his tail up, so you can see everything. Uh-huh. I mean, it is like... It is like Penthouse Magazine for cows. And they're trying to have this tender moment. And I'm just watching. I'm like, this is what's wrong with the movie.
I think that's funny or charming or witty. I don't know.
I love bathroom humor and I didn't enjoy. Ugh. I didn't enjoy the yearly exam for the cow. Anyways,
no.
But that is out on DVD this week.
Yes, it is.
Anything else you want to highlight?
Oh, let's see. Monk season 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Monk.
The final season.
And he is old reliable. I mean, it's just Monk has been tooting along and getting Emmys and all sorts. I mean, I think it's a fun show.
I love Monk. And, they end it very well. Did you see the ending?
No, I did not.
It's really a real good way of ending
Wrapping
the show.
Wrapping it up?
Yeah. And, okay. And I mean, it really, really does a good job. And it cheats a little bit,
okay.
I would say, but not too much. And you know, sometimes you see endings of shows and it's awful. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just like, you should have kept it, you know. But this one worked. Okay. I really enjoyed this one. Anything else you want to hit?
No, I want to hear you hit one.
Well, Princess and the Frog. I got to give some props
to
that.
Yes, you do.
I went and did the junket. Soon, hopefully soon, you'll be seeing some interviews I had with the directors, who I totally gushed over because they directed Treasure Planet.
Oh.
Did you see Treasure Planet?
I did not.
Nobody else did either, except me. And I loved it. And I just gushed all over it. And they're like, wow.
They probably thought.
Somebody who liked Treasure Planet.
Right. You made their day.
I did. They were so happy.
Shoot.
And I like interviewed Anika Nani Rose, who's the voice of Princess Tiana.
I love her.
And Princess Tiana, excuse me. No, Princess Tiara. that's what she wears.
Right.
And I had an interview with the frog. If you haven't had a chance to see that.
Huh.
I'll have to show that to you sometime.
An interview with a frog? Is that like interview with a vampire? Interview with a frog?
No, I interviewed the frog, Prince Naveen.
I know.
It's really cool.
Okay.
So, trust me, it's awesome.
All right.
Because I'm involved in it.
All right. There you go.
But yeah, there'll be more coverage on that and some on Film School Rejects, and it'll be eking out over the next couple days or so. The Fourth Kind, which I really didn't like, but I'm going to go ahead and plug it.
Tell me again what that was.
That's the one with Mila Jovovich, who's alien abduction. I don't know if you can hear something in the background, but... There's a hurricane.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's...
It's
a train.
It's the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Yeah, exactly. we're doing this on the wrong side of the tracks this week. Anyways...
that's where you hang out, Kevin.
Yeah, and then there's also Astro Boy. Did you check out Astro Boy?
Astro Boy. You know what? I missed that.
It was okay.
Yeah. It looked cute. It actually did.
It's
looked
cute.
Good.
And it's fun. It's a good DVD. I mean, mm-hmm. It's definitely worth checking, especially if you've got kids. Younger
kids. It's retro
kids.
Looking, right?
Yeah,
isn't
a little
kind
bit.
Kind of retro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's not the best CGI around, but it's okay. Ninja Assassin, which has plenty of blood in it. Did you just say Chopsocky Chucks?
Aren't I said Chopsocky.
Oh.
What's Chopsocky Chucks?
It's a TV show.
I probably know about it, maybe, and I just...
With, like, ninja chickens in it.
Really?
Yeah.
So, no, turtles aren't big anymore? It's now chickens?
Oh, turtles haven't been big for years. What are you talking about? They're going to reboot
My kids are older now. I don't know.
Yes. And also South Park season 13.
Oh, season 13.
Are you into South Park? Do you like it at all?
I have watched a few episodes, but I will say that I am not an avid viewer.
I can say this about South Park. If you're not offended...
I'm not offended.
Just wait till the next episode, and you probably will be.
The next one will be coming down the pike, and it can offend you just as much.
It's awesome because it's so topical and offensive, and they talk about stuff like Michael Jackson.
Yes, they do.
Oh, it's
awesome. And Tom Cruise making fun of him big time.
Kanye West is in this one. This is the famous one. Did you ever?
Oh, I'm gonna let you finish.
Where Kanye West got offended? It's that Kanye West gets offended because they're making jokes that he doesn't get.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they really kind of just make fun of Kanye West, and he had to kind of like in the press. He couldn't get upset about it because he would look like a total jerk.
Yeah.
So, and then the stinker. What's the stinker of the week?
New Moon, baby.
Did you like this movie?
You know what? I am not a twihard.
You're not a twihard?
But my daughter is. She's 16. You know, I mean, she's not a huge twihard, but she's kind of gotten into it. She's team...
contractually obligated.
Yes, she is. And she's team Jacob.
That's fine.
I just want to clarify that.
Because Edward is a dork. and the guy who plays him, Edward Pattinson. Yes. This is why it's a stinker. Actually, I didn't think New Moon was that bad. Twilight was bad, but I thought this one was better.
I do. I agree.
If they got rid of Bella and Edward, it would have been a much better movie.
Right.
But, I mean, if it was all about, like, Anna Kendrick, I would have been like, rock on. This is awesome. She can run off with Jacob and do...
There you go. Hey.
But this is why this is why it's a stinker. They're releasing it on a Friday, or they're releasing it on Saturday, so they can have all these midnight parties. And it's like you're going to sell any more copies because these twihards are going to go buy it anyways.
Right.
So...
So
that's
instead
stupid.
Of Tuesday,
yeah.
When most DVDs drop, they're doing it late Friday night into
Friday
Saturday.
Friday at midnight, technically on the 20th, which is Saturday.
Okay.
So anyways, that's our show. And thank you to Kelly Gingery. Did I say it right?
You did. Gingery.
Oh, Gingery. Yes. Thank you for Kelly Gingery from Flick Chick TV.
And thank you, Kevin Carr. Did I say that right?
Yes, you said that right. It's spelled Carr and it's pronounced Carr.
There you go.
So, check her out. We will have all our information on the website. The only one we saw was The Bounty Hunter. We both said it sucked. In the meantime, you can catch Kelly at flickchick.tv.
Correct.
You can get us the Fat Guys at the Movies. We gotta go.
Bye.